You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everybody, it's Monday, December 11th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. Coming up on the show today, we've got the latest news from a week full of injuries. What to do if you lost CJ Stroud or Justin Jefferson? We'll let you know. Plus, we're also breaking down some of the top performers and biggest disappointments of the week. We are mostly through week 14. We have two Monday night games this week. Two of them at the exact same time. That's weird. This was not a fun week, man. Like, it's already been a bad season in terms of injuries, and then we lose. I mean, we'll get to it a little bit, but man, it's bad out there right now.
Yeah, it is rough. I keep saying, like, enjoy it while we have it, because there's only three more weeks of this left for fantasy football, but it is certainly going to be harder to navigate and to figure out because of all the injuries and all of that. But if you're in the playoffs, you got a chance this year because every team is dealing with injuries.
Every single team is dealing with injuries, especially at the quarterback position. It is brutal out there. We've gotten through all the byes. That's the good news. So every team's roster is available to you, even if not all their players are available to you. Let's get started, though, as we normally do, with some fantasy headlines and things looking bleak in Houston. CJ Stroud left the game with a concussion. Nico Collins left early in the game on Sunday with a calf injury. Now, this is on top of the fact that Tank Dell is already out for the season with a broken fibula. It looks like it may be Davis Mills starting at quarterback. Does this mean it's over for Houston's offense in fantasy this year?
For as long as CJ Stroud is sidelined, yes. But I guess the good news, if quote unquote good news, is that it is a concussion. So hopefully in a week, I wouldn't even rule out him potentially suiting up next week. We've seen players come back fast. It's going to be a monitor all week long situation. But if and when CJ Stroud returns, even if Nico Collins is out, I think like Noah Brown becomes a streaming option. Dalton Schultz is obviously in play when he's healthy. So it's over as long as he is sidelined. But when he comes back, they're back.
So when I first saw this yesterday, I was like, it's over. I was super pessimistic. I'm like, it's a wrap. Then I started to think, well, okay, we're not going to start Davis Mills, right? We don't even have to have that conversation. But Davis Mills is going to stand back there and sling the rock.
Yeah.
And so maybe Noah Brown does still have some opportunity. A healthy Dalton Schultz, maybe he still has some opportunity. Like, Davis Mills is probably going to, you know, he'll be a little scattershot and he might throw some to the other team, but I think he will throw the ball a lot because they still can't run it all that well. So maybe it's not completely over, but certainly losing Nico Collins, hopefully it's not too serious. We'll see. And not having Tank Dell, it's a big blow to an offense that really was carrying, I think, a lot of fantasy teams.
And so let's say he's back for the fantasy semifinals and you make it there. the Texans play the Browns in week 16, and the Browns and the Jets are the two secondaries allowing the fewest passing yards this year. As poorly, because look, he got hurt late in that game. He struggled against the Jets defense. I know we'll talk about it in 2 weeks, but like right now, I think it's okay to get a contingency plan for that week, even if you have CJ Stroud.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing at this point. Hopefully, this is a short-term issue for both him and Collins. We'll see. But just to go from being so awesome to just losing everybody that was getting it done for you is disappointing. Justin Jefferson, grand opening, grand closing. He comes back after missing several weeks with a hamstring injury, and he was not out there very long before he took a wicked shot and had to leave the game with a chest injury. Now, he went to the hospital, was released, was able to fly home from Vegas to Minnesota with the team, and head coach Kevin O'Connell is trying to be optimistic. Now, we have very little information about this right now, but it's a short week for the Vikings. They play on Saturday, so it may not be possible for Jefferson to get ready. And then at that point, I mean, what do they do with him? I mean, he's already been out. They're still sort of hanging around playoff contention. What are we doing with him right now?
I think you have to just hold him unless we hear that he's going on IR or something like that. And that would end his fantasy season because there's only 3 games left. IR is a minimum of 4. But if there is a chance that Justin Jefferson can come back in the fantasy playoffs, he is so good that I think you have to hold him. And I think that there is a strong chance of that because as of right now, the Vikings are the 6th seed in the NFC. And depend whether the Packers lose or not on Monday Night Football, they are going to be a top 7 seed. So they are very much so in the thick of things for a playoff spot. I think that alone might lead them to kind of not put him on IR just in case he could come back.
It was interesting because 6 weeks ago, right, Jefferson gets hurt. Then Kirk Cousins goes down. And we were sort of saying, well, do the Vikings even bring him back? They, you know, they were sort of fading out of contention. We thought maybe they would just shut him down. Then Josh Dobbs shows up. They win a few games. They're still kind of hanging around in this, and Jefferson comes back. Now he's hurt again. Look, if you've made it to this point in the season, you've figured out how to work around him. The difference being before he was on IR. So if you had an IR spot on your roster, you could use that and free up something. Now you may just have to take up a spot on your bench, at least until we get some more clarification about his situation. Closer to where we currently are, Justin Herbert suffers a thumb injury on Monday. Head coach Brandon Staley said Herbert will be seeing a few hand specialists. Don't have any further update on his status. The Chargers play on Thursday Night Football, and as of now, it looks like it's going to be a marquee matchup of Easton Stick and Aiden O'Connell. Yay.
Get excited.
Get fired up. Sure, Bezos is thrilled that he's paying money for this. Keenan Allen, we're still starting Keenan Allen because he is Keenan Allen. Can we trust anybody else in the passing game after that?
I'm going to say Austin Ekeler because he's an extension of the passing game a little bit. We'll talk more about him a little bit. I still think I have to go through and see how the Easton Stick targets were distributed, but I still think Gerald Everett is in play as a streaming tight end. He had 8 targets yesterday, gave you 9 fantasy points, which for a tight end is a pretty safe outing. And they have a favorable schedule moving forward. I don't want to do the Quentin Johnson thing just yet, but I think we have to also point out that the last 2 weeks he has looked better and has topped double-digit fantasy points in each.
He has. I think I've noticed that they really are manufacturing ways to get him the football because he was struggling to get open and earn targets. So now they're just going to run, you know, tunnel screens with him. They're just going to find ways to get the football in his hand and let him be athletic. He's good after the catch. It's the catching part that has been a problem for him. So he's definitely in play. I mean, obviously, the ceiling is lower with Easton Stick at quarterback. I would say that, you know, because it's on a Thursday night, especially, like, if you can avoid Quentin Johnston, if you can avoid Gerald Everett, maybe you do that. Allen, Ekeler, still very much in play, even though the quarterback situation is a problem. So those are some of the things we are finding out and we're trying to learn more about. But meanwhile, we have a few things that we did learn from week 14. What is something that you took away from what you saw?
Cooper Kupp is still Cooper Kupp, and he is starting to look like Cooper Kupp once again. Healthy. That's what we need. He clearly was not healthy for a stretch after we thought he might miss multiple games, and he didn't miss any time, but it clearly was showing up on the box score with the results we were getting out of him. Team high, 10 targets this past week, 8 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Before that touchdown catch, he just missed one as well on a long play. Look, Puka Nacua is on pace to literally tie Ja'Marr Chase's rookie record. He's fourth most through this many games in someone's career. They are both absolute must starts moving forward. And I know a lot of you for weeks now have been like, what do I do with Cooper Kupp? What do I do with Puka Nacua? The Rams passing attack is playing their best football of the season right now. You start them with confidence.
You start those guys. I mean, and basically the passing game funnels through them almost exclusively, especially with, Tutu Atwell getting injured, and you'll see what the situation is with him. He suffered a concussion last week, but it's pretty much the Nacua and Kupp show. The fact that Cooper Kupp bounced back into that string of 6 straight games with less than 50 yards is definitely encouraging. For me, you can still count on the Jets, at least the Jets that you were already counting on, right? Any fears we've got about Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson because of the rotating door at quarterback and Zach Wilson coming back, I think you can sort of put those to bed, especially after what we saw on Sunday against the Texans. Both guys went over 100 scrimmage yards. Breece Hall had the touchdown on a catch there. It just is sort of encouraging to know that, look, for as bad as things are with this offense, and coming into week 14, they had the third fewest points scored in the NFL before they dropped 30, shockingly, on the Texans. But we can still sort of believe in them. So I think at this point we can stop trying to figure out like, oh no, what's it going to mean then to have Zach Wilson there or even Tim Boyle? Those two guys are the ones getting the football. So we can just sort of let this be. We can ride out with them.
I want to give credit to Zach Wilson. Like, he did say after the game, like, I went out there and I just played my game. I'm not letting the coaches talk again in my ear anymore. And he played his arguably the best game as a pro that he has played.
So basically he's just like, F it, I'm just going to do my thing. Like, which props to him, man.
I love that approach.
Props to him, because obviously the other thing wasn't working. You do what makes you comfortable, Zach. What else did you learn about this weekend?
That I think you could start Isaiah Likely in the fantasy playoffs. And he is someone that we have been highlighting on this show and in other places about grabbing up the waiver wire and streaming and all that. And we've now seen 2 games for Likely without Mark Andrews. 6 targets, 8 fantasy points in the first one. And then yesterday, he gave you 7 targets, 5 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown for almost 20 fantasy points. I think we have now seen the floor. We have now seen the ceiling. I would expect most weeks to be somewhere in the middle of 8 and 20 fantasy points, but he now is showing us he is a safe floor, a high ceiling. That's all we could ask for a fantasy tight end. So especially one tied to one of the best offenses in football, you want to start that player.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think somebody posted that basically Isaiah Likely is like 90% Mark Andrews, right? Which, that's pretty dang good, man, when you look at the tight end position. So he is worth starting, I think, pretty much every week. My last one, the Pastronaut has crashed and the Vikings offense is burning. It has not been a good run for Josh Dobbs over the last few weeks. He went through a stretch where he went 3 weeks with more than 20 points, was averaging about 22 points or so a game. The last 3 games he has played, that average has dropped to like 8.7 points per game. He's got 2 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions over his last 3 games, 3 straight with fewer than 225 yards. Some of it's not his fault. The Vikings are having issues with drops. That is a problem, but some of it is just that he has not been accurate and he's just not really adjusted to the Minnesota offense the way he did to the Arizona offense. And so we'll see what the situation is with Justin Jefferson, how long he might be out. Look, there's still TJ Hawkinson, there's still Jordan Addison, but it's getting kind of bleak, especially if they have to go to Nick Mullins for any extended period of time.
You're never going to sit TJ Hawkinson because tight end, but it might be time to get away from Jordan Addison.
We'll see what happens. Of course, they play on Saturday night. We are just getting started here. We're going to talk some more about Sunday and the top performers that we saw, plus some of the guys who left us disappointed. That's next on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Saturday Showdown is back this week with an exclusive triple header live on NFL Network. Watch Vikings Bengals at 1 p.m. Eastern, followed by Steelers Colts and Broncos Lions in primetime. Saturday, December 16th, only on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. Time to take a look at the top performers for week 14. Still two Monday night games to come, but Lamar Jackson getting it done in overtime against the Rams. 316 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, also 70 rushing yards, nearly 32 points there. Ezekiel Elliott, your number one running back, going back to Thursday night with 27 points for Zeke, which I believe is higher than Ramondre has had in any single game so far this season. I know it's higher than Tony Pollard has had in a single game this season for sure. Deebo Samuel, doing it again, 34 points for Deebo, a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown as well. Evan Engram apparently just broken the seal. Now all he does is score touchdowns. Yeah. 11 for 95 and 2 tutties this week, 32 and a half points. Brandon Aubrey, who is just a machine. Take that, all you hashtag band kickers people. Still love you, Jake Seeley. 4 field goals, 3 extra points, 21 points for him and the Saints defense. 4 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, a touchdown, and just 6 points allowed, 21 fantasy points there. Let's talk about some of the guys who may or may not have made that list that you just saw on your screen. The first one, Denniston Moore Jr., who apparently is pretty good when he's got his QB1 with him.
Yeah, coming into this game, he had been averaging over 22 fantasy points per game with Justin Fields this year and 13 or more in all but one. He gave you a light 26.8 this week. And look at, like, he already has tied his career high with 7 touchdowns. He is 120 yards away from setting a new career high there. He is having a career year. He is the wide receiver one that we always dreamed that he could be with a competent quarterback. Him and Justin Fields, when they are both healthy and active, I mean, they are both just putting up fantasy numbers right now. I know they have a tough matchup next week against the Browns, a really stingy secondary. There's no way you're not starting DJ Moore in that matchup.
No, he's just been so good with Justin Fields. He even wasn't terrible with Tyson Bagent.
Yeah.
But he's that much better with Justin Fields. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, Jake Browning, who, hey, look, he did it again. And when we saw Joe Burrow go down for the season, we figured, okay, well, it's pretty much a wrap. I mean, we were saying, you know, you could probably move on from T. Higgins. Jamar Chase takes a big hit. But 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, 23, almost 24 fantasy points. It's a couple of weeks in a row, though, where he's put up good fantasy numbers, and he's spreading the ball around. Last week, it was a lot of Jamar Chase. This week, T. Higgins gets a lot of work. Chase Brown has the big long catch and run for a touchdown. So Browning is looking more comfortable. He's spreading the football around. He's getting a lot of his playmakers involved. And whereas a couple of weeks ago, we figured maybe it was a wrap on the Bengals for fantasy, now we can feel a little bit more confident. Now, next week, they play the Vikings, which is sort of a middle-of-the-road matchup. They've been kind of so-so against passing games. But if you're looking to stream, you've lost Justin Herbert, if maybe you don't have CJ Stroud this week, Jake Browning is in play to be a streamer for a lot of people.
Highest completion percentage through first 3 starts since 1950.
Amazing.
People on Twitter are like, can I start him over Patrick Mahomes?
I don't have the stones to do that just yet. But look, we're talking about it here. Apparently, the Buffalo Bills talked about how to use James Cook, and I like the results. I'm happy with this.
James Cook is a really good running back. He has made them look so foolish for the usage early on in this year and for the 2 dumb benchings that he got earlier this year. 45% of the snaps this past week, 10 carries, 5 targets, 25 fantasy points. His touchdown catch was one that not many running backs can make. 25 fantasy points yesterday in 3 games since Joe Brady has taken over as the OC. 20.1 fantasy points per game with at least 16 in each. He is, I think you could call him an RB1 moving forward, but either way, he is once again a player. Because in the middle of the year, he was someone that was, people were like, can I sit James Cook? Now he is back to someone that you just start each and every week.
You know, it just feels like, too, like the issues with James Cook haven't really been with James Cook. It's like, coaches are, you mentioned the benchings, just like, you know, the guy has one fumble and all of a sudden he goes to the bench for half a game. They keep using Latavius Murray. Like, this just doesn't feel like a James Cook problem. This feels like, I don't know if he and Sean McDermott, you know, had a heated game of Battleship and they just, you know, didn't want to play him or something. I can't figure it out.
Squid Game style.
Squid Game style, which I finally watched that show, by the way.
Did you like it?
It's entertaining.
That's what I thought.
Way more entertaining than I thought it would be. All right. Speaking of entertaining, Drake London had a game that was entertaining. And look, man, we spent a lot of time hammering Arthur Smith on this show. We're not the only ones. But the fact is, the last few weeks, the playmakers are getting involved. Bijan Robinson starting to see more work. Drake London, who had that ridiculous catch, but 10 catches, 172 yards. I'm thrilled to see it. Kyle Pitts had a touchdown. The Falcons are getting their playmakers involved. It only took 14 weeks and for them to be just barely hanging on to the top of the division. I don't know if this continues, but let's just enjoy it while it is here. Because, you know, London was a guy that we had expectations for. We thought he was going to be a high-end wide receiver too. The offense has sort of kept him down. But, you know, at least for 1 week, he balled out. So thank goodness for that. It's been a slog for Austin Ekeler. So that's why yesterday was kind of nice to see.
Yeah, and a lot of people were wanting to jump ship this week, with especially when the rumors of the hot hand approach came out. They did go hot hand, because in the first half, the carries were split almost evenly between Ekeler, Spiller, and Josh Kelly. You know who emerged as a hot hand? Austin Ekeler, because he is the best running back on that team. Still, even if he's hurt, whatever, he is by far their best option in that backfield. Played over 70% of the snaps, 10 carries, 7 targets, 21 fantasy points, and I think you just ride out with him the rest of the way. Even if it's not Justin Herbert, I think we'll get a bunch of dump offs to him. They get the Raiders next week on a short week. You're playing him in that matchup. Then they get the Bills, who struggle mightily against pass catching backs. You're playing him in that one. And then he ends the season against the Broncos, who he just had a big game against. You're playing him in that one. So you are going down with the ship one way or another. Maybe he's going to lead you to a ship. We don't know. We have to watch and see.
I mean, look, start all your running backs against the Raiders. Even in that offensively challenged game they played yesterday, Alexander Mattison had 66 rushing yards on 10 carries. So it's worth sticking with Austin Ekeler at this point, even if they're doing this quote unquote hot hand approach. Once upon a time, Evan Engram could never score touchdowns. Now Evan Engram scores all of the touchdowns. He had one last week. He had two again this week. And it just sort of reinforcing my belief that touchdowns are fickle beasts, right? Mm-hmm. But he was always getting targets. He was always involved in the passing game. And I think even at some point, Trevor Lawrence acknowledged that, hey, we got to get this guy a touchdown. Like, he's doing so much for this offense. We got to find a way to get him into the end zone. And now he's like a Costco player, right? He's scoring touchdowns in bulk. It's reassuring to see that, you know, and he's been hanging around in the top 10 of tight ends all year long, even if it wasn't particularly sexy. Now the bigger numbers are starting to come. So let's be happy for Evan Engram there.
I will say I was off of Evan Engram this week because of the matchup against the Browns. He has another tough matchup next week. It doesn't matter.
The target numbers are happening for him. Those are the guys we liked. How about the guys who frustrated us? And the Sun God, it's been cloudy for the last couple of weeks for the Sun God.
Yeah, yesterday, just 21 yards for Amon-Ra St. Brown. He first game this year in single-digit fantasy points. But like Marcus said, he's been under 50 2 weeks in a row now. You're not overreacting to this. I know next week is a really tough matchup against the Broncos. You still absolutely have to start Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's worth pointing out, one, yesterday was a road game in cold weather for Jared Goff, and he never plays well in those. But two, the Bears have given the Lions, their two toughest, like at least stat-wise, passing numbers, their two worst games this year have come against the Bears. So I'm willing to kind of, these are division games. These teams know each other very well. I'm going to look past this. You're starting Amon-Ra St. Brown each and every week.
Just like you're starting Mike Evans each and every week. And it was not a good week for Mike Evans. I mean, he had just the one catch on Sunday for 6 yards, but he did have six targets, or one catch for 8 yards, I should say. He did have six targets, which, and look, they're still trying to get him the football. It was not the big weeks we were used to seeing. He didn't have the 8 to 10 targets like he had most of the year. It just was a weird game. They went back and forth. I think both teams maybe had a claim to winning it. Both teams sort of gave it away at the end. I'm not really worried long-term about Mike Evans. We've seen what he and Baker Mayfield could do. This just happened to be a hiccup. Hopefully it did not cost you a playoff spot, but all is well. If you survive and you're playing again next week, Mike Evans is going to be back in your lineup next week. That'll do it for this edition of the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Be sure to listen tomorrow. We're answering your questions. Plus, Matt Okada is going to drop by with his top waiver wire targets of the week. Stay happy, safe, and healthy. Do good and live well. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.